Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Thanks for joining us for the Community Forum. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Joining me on the telephone this morning from his office in Springfield is Jack Myers. He's with the Social Security Administration. Jack, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Todd. How are you?
I am not too bad at all. Nice mild weather, and the eclipse came just like it was supposed to, so everything's fallen into place.
Good when that happens.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about helping people get all their Social Security needs to fall into place. And we're going to start with a very basic question, Jack. You know, we all get pay stubs. We all have different documents about our income. But if a person is receiving Social Security and they need to demonstrate that income to get a loan or any other financial need, how can they do that?
Well, Todd, there are a few different ways that people can get proof of their Social Security benefits. One of the most convenient and easiest ways is by going to our website at socialsecurity.gov. Once you're there, you would create what we call a My Social Security account, so you can log into your account and then look at information such as your earnings history if you're not yet receiving Social Security. But if you are getting Social Security, you can also take a look at your payment history and then print that proof of income letter. So you could print a letter that says how much Social Security you get. It would also, if you chose it to, it would say the type of Social Security, meaning whether it's retirement or disability benefits. And then you can also get proof of your Medicare that way, too. So that's the easiest way to get it. If you don't have access to the Internet, sometimes you can take a look at your local public library. They often have computers that you can use for free and printers as well. I know sometimes we have access to the Internet, but we don't have a printer or don't have ink in that printer. And so that's where your library might be a good option. But, you know, otherwise you could just give us a call, visit an office, go to your local Social Security office, or give a call, and if you can verify your identity, we can mail that form out to you. But, of course, that takes a little bit longer to get to you than it would to just go ahead and log in and print it right there.
Absolutely. A lot of options, though, and we hope people take advantage of socialsecurity.gov. We talk about this every time we chat, Jack, but just a wealth of information at that website.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. A lot of information and a lot of services available. We're hearing from our customers that, you know, they want the ability to do more and more things on the website. So, you know, we make as many things as we can available. Of course, security and safety is always a number one concern when we're making things available online. So we don't release anything until we're confident that it's a secure and safe application to use online. So, you know, you can feel confident if you're at socialsecurity.gov that you are at a secure website and you can go ahead and conduct that business with us.
We're talking with Jack Myers this morning. He's with the Social Security Administration. And, Jack, here comes a big question that I'm sure a lot of people ask. Let's say I'm a person who's coming to full retirement age, and I already know that varies from person to person. But let's imagine I already know what that is, and I'm getting ready to take Social Security. If I plan to keep working after I start receiving Social Security benefits, will those benefits be reduced because I'm still working?
Actually, Todd, they won't. You know, I just spent some time at the Illinois State Fair in our Social Security booth, and this question came up a lot. So this is really timely, I guess, because a lot of people are thinking of this. Once you hit that full retirement age, there is no limit to how much you can earn. So you can work and make as much as you want and still receive your Social Security benefits. So, you know, once you get to that magical age, whether it's 66 or 67 or somewhere in between 66 and 67, you can earn as much as you want and still get your full Social Security benefits.
And it's nice that there's just a period at the end of that sentence. There's no conditions. You've paid in, and once you meet certain qualifications, the payout begins.
That's right, yeah. Yep, it's pretty easy and straightforward once you hit that full retirement age.
And if you would like to calculate that full retirement age, what were we just talking about, Jack?
SocialSecurity.gov.
Because it does vary from person to person.
Yep, you're exactly right. And if you go there to the website, you can find it. Look at retirement, you know, just click on retirement or go to menu and click on retirement. And then if you look at our retirement planner, there's all kinds of information. In that information, you'll find a retirement age calculator. So it'll just ask you what your year of birth is. You put that in. You select it from a drop-down, basically. And then it'll tell you what your full retirement age is. and you'll know that's the point that you could work and earn as much as you want. And Todd, I should point out that even if you start receiving your benefits prior to full retirement age, and so you're subject to an earnings limit, once you hit that full retirement age, that earnings limit that you've been subject to for the last few years or however long you've been getting benefits goes away. So it's just like you waited at that point in time in terms of how much you can work and earn.
Excellent news for a lot of people, Jack. It's a kind of a dreary morning here in Livingston County, but that's got to be good news for a lot of people.
Try to brighten the day if we can, right, Todd?
There you go. Every chance we get. Here's an excellent question, and I always give Jack credit for these questions because he's the one who prepares the questions, and they are excellent. Let's say you have a person who is on supplemental security income, or they're receiving anything else from Social Security for that matter. Let's say that individual is now legally blind and still needs information, wants information from Social Security. Are there alternative formats for people with vision impairments or other kinds of issues that they have to deal with?
You bet, Todd. There are different formats that we can send information in, because, you know, we want to make sure that we're able to provide information to people in ways that they can consume it. You know, it doesn't do much good to send a letter to someone if they can't possibly read it, so because they can't see it. So if you have a visual impairment, some of the options that would be available to you would be you could choose Braille notices, you could choose standard print notice by first class mail, you could receive a Microsoft Word file on a compact disc, and you might wonder, well, what good would that do? And, you know, that really gets to some software that people have. Sometimes if they have visual impairments, they have software on their computer that would help them read something that comes to them in electronic format. We can also send notices that are large print, so like 18-point size. I mean, they're very large for people who are low vision but can see something that's a little bit larger. There are a lot of different options, is my point, though. And if you're interested in these, or you know, you're interested in this for someone else, you can help them go to our website, socialsecurity.gov/people/blind, and you can request whichever one of those special notice options would be best for you. Because, like I said, we want to make sure that you're able to read and understand the letters that and the notices that we're sending out.
Absolutely. And, Jack, I can read the clock, and unfortunately we're out of time. We eat up the time so quickly when we chat together.
We sure do.
But it's always good information, because there is no question that there are a lot of things available from the Social Security Administration. So, of course, the details need to be explained, and we're just happy to have a relationship with you and your office to get those answers out to people.
Well, thanks, Todd. I appreciate the opportunity and always enjoy our time on the show.
And Jack Myers is with the Social Security Administration. And as he's mentioned, if you have questions about your Social Security benefits, socialsecurity.gov is a great place to start. Jack Myers is with the Social Security Administration. He's our guest on the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.